Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Divine Mercy Sunday. Today's theme, seeing a miracle at every Mass. My Lord and my God. This exclamation of Thomas in this Sunday's Gospel reading from John chapter 20, verses 19 to 31, used to be our exclamation at the raising of the Eucharist during Mass. It would be good to renew this habit. It's an awe-filled, humble recognition of Christ's Lordship and the reality of His presence in the form of bread and wine. St. John Paul II wrote in his encyclical on the Holy Eucharist, "To contemplate Christ involves being able to recognize Him wherever He manifests Himself in His many forms of presence, but above all in the living sacrament of His body and blood." Notice how Jesus convinced the disciples that He had truly come back to life in the flesh. At first, they thought He was a ghost, or they didn't know what to think. They found the miracle of the resurrection too incredible to grasp. Jesus opened their minds to the truth of the miracle by showing His wounds. He does the same for you and me in every Mass. Through the use of our logic and our senses, it's difficult to grasp the truth that the bread and wine miraculously become the actual body and blood of Christ. The same broken and bleeding body that died on the cross more than 2,000 years ago. It's even harder to see and understand that the resurrected Jesus is also there. During Mass, we enter the timelessness of eternity to benefit from the living Christ. When we realize that we personally need the sacrifice He made on Good Friday because we've sinned, we begin to look at His wounds from a crucial perspective. It is then that we begin to understand the truth about the Eucharist. The first step toward believing in the miracle of the Eucharist is to want Christ's death to save us from our sins and to want His resurrection to take us to heaven. The final step occurs when our desire to unite to Jesus is so thorough that we yearn for Him to consume our lives with His presence. We want the divine Jesus to come to us in the flesh, in whatever manner He chooses, to transform us into His likeness. It is this desire that makes us exclaim, whenever we see the Eucharist, "My Lord and my God." Here are some questions for your personal reflection. Have you ever doubted the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist? How do you feel when you look at the Eucharist? Does your spirit exclaim, "My Lord and my God"? Why or why not? How has Jesus revealed Himself to you in surprising ways, in His many forms of presence? When have you found Him incredible, difficult to grasp? What helped you accept the truth of His presence in that situation? And how has Jesus revealed His presence to you in the Eucharist?
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.